Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report this morning on the Lucy Ann Lance Show features Vestergaard Farms. Owner Michael Vestergaard is with us. This farm market on Wagner Road sells premium beef, pork, and chicken, pasture-raised, right there on that 112-acre farm, along with lamb, salmon, and other locally produced fare. It has been such a great enhancement to the area. I know so many people, including myself, who love to get their meat there. And Michael, how did this all start for you?
Oh, this is a lifelong passion. I was born and raised in Denmark and grew up on a dairy farm and ended up here in America and wanted to start a farm.
What
and
brought you to the U.S.?
I was an exchange student.
Really?
Yeah, entered into a summer exchange program.
Where were you?
I was at a YMCA summer camp up in northern Michigan, Oscoda,
and
that's how I came here in 86.
Oscoda, what a great introduction to the United States. I mean, blissful up there.
Right.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
And you stayed.
I stayed, yeah. I got married. I had two boys and wanted to raise them on a farm. I wasn't able to get into the full-time farming. So we had what we call a hobby farm. We raised a few hogs and a couple cows.
Where was this?
This was on the west side of Ann Arbor. And as they grew older, we were trying to figure out how we could sustain our living on a farm and realized that we wanted to sell our products direct to consumers. We want to educate people for where their food comes from, and we want to basically see if we could make this financially sustainable.
And what were you doing, though, to make a living as you were building?
I have a side business and still do actually a little bit a construction business that has helped me finance and get this farm up and going.
What kind of construction do you do?
We built playgrounds.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do. That's our specialty. We actually built all over the country, have been for the past 30 years.
What's unique about your playgrounds?
Oh, I don't know if there is anything really unique. They are commercial playgrounds for whether it's parks or schools. I work as a subcontractor to a manufacturer.
Are you finding that more of those playgrounds are starting to be more adaptive as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a lot of federal funding involved in that and requirements that we all have to meet.
So you're still doing that, but you've got this thriving farm, 112 acres. Tell us all about the farm. What is it like?
We bought the farm out on Wagner Road in 2009. And again, this was a farm that had been crop farmed for rent. Other farmers have rented this farm and used as a crop
farm. Animals at that time?
No animals. The previous owner, Irvin Frederick, which was a Lodi Township supervisor, he did pass away in the 90s. I was fortunate to meet him. Not knowing I was going to buy his farm, but he raised his family on this 113-acre farm, and I had to figure a way out how I could get this farm up and going and financially sustain my family on a farm, and realized that going direct to consumers was probably the only way, as farming has become so much bigger, and also not as easy to financially get into.
So tell us about the animals you have. And
we pasture-raise all our animals, whether it's chickens, whether it's pigs or cows.
I'm a city girl. How is that different than what normally happens?
Okay, pasture-raised is basically animals get to roam free on grass. And all animals by nature, that's where they came from. Then we, in our society, have got into the more commercial farming where we mass produce, whether it's beef, pork, or chicken. And in that process, one of the drawbacks is in order for you to control the environment, you introduce a lot of antibiotics. You also introduce hormones to make animals grow faster and bigger, and we now have realized there's drawbacks from that. And what we focus on our farm is We do not use any antibiotics, any hormones, and pesticides. We try to stay as natural as possible.
Is there a difference in the taste of the meat?
Yes, I believe there is.
Healthier for you?
Healthier for you. There's a low stress for the animals. Again, they are raised in a natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a low stress environment for them. And the stress hormones that get introduced to the animal doesn't affect our meat.
So you're doing it the way that you have dreamed of doing it. Is this how this happened on your farm? You were a dairy farm, though.
Yeah, we were a dairy farm. My dad, he became organic many, many years ago.
He did.
Yes, he did. And the passion he had carried on, I carried his passion on in the way we do farming here at Vestergaard Farms.
Mm-hmm. And then you're selling it right there at Vestergaard.
We are selling it direct to the customers. They come to the farm. We have a retail store on the farm where we sell our meat along with other local produced products.
Mm-hmm. Like what other products?
Oh, anything from chips and bread and ice cream. But what's unique about our product, they all sourced locally. So we source our ice cream from a local blank slate here in Alava.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And we have about 200 other products that we source locally.
Is it hard as a business person to keep that sensibility of going all local, sustainable, making sure that you're not using products that shouldn't be in our food? How hard is that to do?
When you have a passion for it, it's not hard.
We
live in a community here in southeast Michigan where we basically have all products available. So I would say when you have the passion for finding those things, they are here and they are available.
Mm-hmm. Does it increase the cost then?
It does increase the cost, and that's one of our passions is our farm. We have opened to the public because one of the key factors for us is to educate people so they can come and see where their food comes from.
They understand
and how we produce it. We enjoy sharing our farm with the public and invite people to come. We open from 10 to 7 every day.
And every day?
Every day.
Oh, wow.
Sunday, we do close at 5.
Okay.
But
still, 7 days a week. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking with Michael Vestergaard of Vestergaard Farms. As you hear in his voice, he hails from Denmark originally. How long have you been in the States now?
Since I immigrated over here in 1992.
Ah.
So quite a few years.
And how would you characterize the States and what we do with our food compared to European countries?
I would have to say the awareness of what we eat is much higher in Europe than it is and where it comes from. The organic movement in the farming community was much earlier in Europe. Again, mm-hmm. my dad turned his farm into organic farm in the late 80s and was very successful doing that. Again, all those things are driven not just by the farmers, but it is more driven by the consumers and the awareness.
They wanted it.
If people want it, we will make it.
Right.
But if there's not a market for it, it will not be produced.
Wow.
And here in Alava, there is a great awareness of what we eat and where it comes from. And that's probably one of the reasons why we have been very successful at Vestergaard Farms.
Are you processing it or are you sending it out to process?
No, we legally has to get everything USDA inspected. So we try to stay as local as possible, but it is a challenge with the slaughter facilities that we have here in southeastern Michigan.
There was a new one that opened.
There is a new one in the works.
Ah, not yet.
In Manchester. And we really hope that they will take off. It's called Damien Meat.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just in the beginning stages of constructing and fundraising for them.
Otherwise, you have to send it out farther?
We go all the way up to Grand Rapids, yeah, with our beef. We take our chickens down to Central Ohio.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is... it's a challenge.
And then are you selling frozen? Are you selling fresh?
We do sell fresh beef. We slaughter beef every week.
Wow.
And we offer all our beef fresh and frozen. Mm-hmm. Chickens, we do offer them fresh once a week, one week out of the month. We slaughter chickens every month. Again, chicken is a seasonal product. We raise them on pasture. So
so they have to be able to roam and
temperature
during the season.
That's right.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you think that if people go to this type of product, that we'll live longer, we'll be healthier overall, we can avoid some of the trappings of what we've gotten into with cancer, et cetera?
There's many. I'm not medical educated, but. You know, there's many questions out there that is floating. For example, we can look at a girl 50 years ago did not mature at the same rate as girls do today.
Right.
What is the cause of that? I can't say for certain, but I know the hormones that is being injected into the commercial beef will have an effect.
I've never seen chicken breast so big in my life today.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, they're hard to cook anyway. Right. When they're that big in the middle.
Exactly.
As opposed to
So I also know that the antibiotics that is being used in the commercial livestock, and people like to blame farmers and say, well, this is the farmer's fault. I believe more it is the consumer's fault, because if there's a market for it, we'll produce it. And I have been very fortunate that there is a market for that here in Ann Arbor, that I'm able to produce this. It is at a higher cost because the intensity of the amount of animals I can have on an acre in a building is much less. So my cost of the production is higher than if I compared myself to either a feedlot or a commercial chicken building.
Mm-hmm. I love the passion you have, Michael, for what you do how important you believe this is and how you take care of your land and your animals and all of us, too. So salute
you.
To you and Vestigard Farms for what you are doing. Mm-hmm. Great getting to know you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's the first time we've met. I've heard a lot about you, and the community loves Vestigard Farms. So
thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And they're members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce as well. And you have a great website people can go to get more information. Vestigard Farms. Vestigard is Vestigard Farms.com. Check it out today. And a great shop that they have as well, just off of Wagner Road, right between Saline and Ann Arbor. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station. For information about the Chamber and its members like Michael from Vestigard Farms, go to SalineChamber.org. This is 1290 WLBY.